this. I'm sure some of you know people like this, proclaiming Christians that whether they seem like Christians or not, but they don't go to church. They don't love the church. As a matter of fact, some might even hate the church and have a lot of opinions about the church. But where this is coming from is an immature place in their faith. I don't care how knowledgeable they are of the Bible. They are immature of their understanding of the Bible. Explain that, look, at your non-church-going mentality is unbiblical and hurtful to yourself and to other Christians. So I'm blanking on the verse right now, but their argument for not going to church, it always goes to the one verse that says, God does not dwell in a place made with human hands, and the temple is now us, and we are his temple, all that stuff, which is absolutely true and wonderful. But now, wouldn't that naturally mean that if we are Christ's temple and Christ is in us through the Holy Spirit, wouldn't that naturally mean that we have a desire to be with one another? Because when we gather, that is just a stronger presence of Christ, because we've got more of his power, you know, as a joined unit. So not having a desire to be with other saints is the first problem I see. Second, they have a problem with, you know, meeting in a building, and you know that costs money, and paying your pastors, and you know that seems ridiculous. But all of that is biblical, and I should have prepared better for this. But there's passages, both Old and New Testament, that talk about taking care of your pastor, so they don't have to be part of the world in that sense of being tainted by the outside. You know, this not that pastors shouldn't be aware of what's going on, but they need to be a little bit a step above your regular, you know, Joe working in a secular place, hearing just junk all day and fighting that nonsense. We all have our own fights, and pastors have a special fight. And so we absolutely should be able to take care of them to be able to deliver the word without it being overly tainted by unnecessary outside influence. And thirdly, I've heard this argument, and I think it's actually a good argument, and it made me stop and think for a second because I hadn't heard this argument, but that from the Old Testament, so Christ God from the get-go wanted to be our king. He wants to be our king. And we, the people, always needed a physical king, you know, one we could that was tangible for us. So what did God do? He says, okay, you're going to have a king. And as we read in the Old Testament, most of them were messed up and screwed up royally. But nevertheless, we had kings. And guess what we were supposed to do to those kings? We were supposed to submit under them. Trust in God completely, never obeying them to the point of disobeying Christ, but nonetheless submitting to their authority. So what would that mean for church today? Even if church is something that we as faulty humans are demanding to have because of that same mentality of like, you know, no, it can't just be me and Christ and my Bible, which just doesn't make any sense, but that's what they believe. The church, nonetheless, now it's been given to us and commanded for us by God to be a part of. So whether it's our decision that God's saying, yes, I will allow you then to do this if you want it so bad, it's still the authority now that we submit under. We submit under pastors. We submit under the church authority, under church discipline, correction, encouragement, and love, and all the stuff that comes along with being part of a family of God in one body in your local church. I tell you guys all this because even those of you who are faithfully going to a church, there needs to be a better understanding of what church membership means, what being a part of that body means for you, the sacrifice it takes for you, the rewardingness of being part of that church. There's a lot more that goes into it than just showing up. Or even if you're showing up and you do a Bible study, and even if you're leading that Bible study, there's so much more than those things. And I'd love to dive more into this because it's one of the most important things, because our relationship with other believers is going to shape how our walk with Christ goes. There's just too many bad churches and too many bad churchgoers that I see. The more and more I learn what church should really be like, what our service and action in the church should be, you know, I realize I was doing it wrong for so long, and now just striving for faithfulness to Christ and you know, honoring his commands by loving his people and how to do that properly. So whether you're trying out a church, trying to find the church to go to, whether you're part of a church, even if you're been there for 10 years and you've been serving faithfully for that whole time, there's still much to consider and much to grow in in this topic. Because after all, under Christ, our church membership is one of the most important things. Not membership in name, not just attending a church for a long time, but actual biblical church membership. And it's a constant refocus and a rechecking of our heart. How do we walk into church on a Sunday morning or a Saturday night or a Sunday night, whenever you do your main church service? When you walk in and sit down, where's your mind at? Where's your heart at? It's an important thing to ask each and every time you walk into that church. And more importantly, I want to make sure that the option, the correct option, is even in your heart and in your mind. Because that's what's most important. Because if you're not even aware of some certain things, then checking yourself's not even going to do any good, because you don't even have that option in your brain. So sometimes we walk into church and we've had a long day, a long week, struggling with some stuff. So we just walk in there with it's just something I have to do, right? And this is what I'm supposed to do to be a good Christian. So I'm going to sit here, daydream half the time, maybe talk to a few people, and then get out of there. We go because the other option is we go because all of our friends are there. It's social time. You know, can't wait for the service to be done. Hurry up and finish that last song so I can go and talk with my friends. Or you're that trying a new church out, or you're coming back to church after being not at church for a long time. So you're sitting there thinking, okay, is this the kind of church that I want to be a part of? Is the music what I like? Is the pastor funny enough and make me feel a certain way? Or you show up to church and you're hurting. You're in a place where you really know that you just utterly and completely need God. And you're there because you need a change in your heart. You need a change in your feelings. Life's scary or depressing or you know, whatever the negative thing could be. Church can often help those warm and fuzzies start to happen. Or on the flip side, you're just happy, life is good, church is fun, got plenty of friends there, you know God is good, you love Jesus, you know, all the good stuff, all the warm and fuzzies are already there, and you just, the church is part of your day, and you're serving, and you're giving, and it's all good. But each one of these have a very dangerous spot, a very dangerous place to be if it's not refocused to what's most important. When we go to church, and especially if we're trying to choose a church, first and foremost, we need to make sure that they are proclaiming Christ. And not just talking about Him, but every song, every word, every prayer, the sermon, everything should be all about the glory of God, all about Christ's work on the cross, and helping us ascribe to or behold the glory of God. That's first and foremost. Nothing in life comes before those things. Warm and fuzzies will come and go, but the truth of Christ is everlasting. So life application, the way you feel, whether good or bad, whether you want it to get over with, whether you're happy to be there, any self-focus needs to be the first thing to die when you get to church. It is all about God, all about Christ first, submitting under His authority, then submitting under your church's authority, and then dying to yourself and serving others and loving others more than yourself. Church should be a selfless place. Don't just be looking for who's going to come talk to me, or why isn't this happening, or why isn't that. How about you could also try being that person, be the person that's seeking out the people who are new or the people who seem like they're, you know, lonely or not being talked to. If the music is theologically wrong and the pastor is more concerned with making jokes than he is preaching the gospel, well then I would say find a different church, because you're not going to really have much influence in that realm. And that, which brings another important topic, is you need to be reading your Bible, because you're not even going to know what's the gospel faithfully proclaimed if you're not in God's word. So we need to be much more intentional when we go to church. Do we not? We go to church to get something out of it too. Don't get me wrong there too. It's not all 100% just about all the other people and only about God. But those come first. Having God on your heart and people on your mind while you're there. The only and awesome proper life applications comes from understanding our place under God. Understanding God a little more each time and His glory and where we stand with that. a good rule of thumb too is you need to make sure the people in your church, if you haven't found them yet, that you're doing life with these people. This isn't just the building that we show up to. The church is not the building. The church is not the pastor. The church is you and the congregation, your friends. And not that you can't have friends outside the church, but if you're not doing life with the very people that you're worshiping, the God that we will be worshiping forever, then something's amiss there. You need to find those people if you haven't already. Do your best to find the younger generation to pour into. Find the older generation to learn from. I mean, this is why we have the church, because we cannot do this world on our own. This is all just an encouragement for us to be most faithful to the Bible and most faithful to Christ. Love you guys.